We can reference science, we can reference research studies, we can reference all of those things. But at the end of the day, empowerment is really about establishing a relationship with yourself, knowing what your needs are, and fucking owning them.
Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Head to Heal podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist, hypnotherapist, and founder of the Mindful Clinic. This episode today, guys, is going to be a bit of a slap in the face because I really actually had to face myself in a very specific situation. And it became very apparent to me that this tendency, this topic of really empowerment that I have been working so hard towards within my own life, it keeps coming up with all of my clients, of course, right? And when we think about just in general how we are in life, in this stage of our life, I really want you to ask yourself this question. Can you really look at yourself in the mirror? Really think about it. Most people that I meet say they either avoid mirrors altogether, but I'm not just talking about your body. I'm talking about really looking at yourself. Can you stare into your own eyes and look at yourself in the mirror? Most individuals are genuinely ashamed of themselves or feel a sense of guilt. They can't even confront who they really are. And there is such a disempowerment in this energy of, you know, you're just kind of in reaction mode. You're walking through the motions of life and you never really stop to evaluate or take note of how do you actually look to yourself? How do you actually show up? And in my practice and my programs too, we talk a lot about manifestation. We talk a lot about, you know, if you think it, you can have it. And I firmly believe that. I see how it works in so many people. I follow so many women and just individuals who use the power of thought or manifestation to be able to create amazing businesses, dream bodies, these incredible situations just by genuinely believing that you can have it. And when we're talking about manifestation, what we're really talking about is empowerment, because you can't just think your way thin or think your way to $1 million if you don't actually feel empowered by that, right? Rather than feeling like a victim to your circumstances, if we fall into this victim mentality, then basically we are disempowered by our own energy. It's kind of like, you know, when we're the victim of the circumstances, somebody else is in charge, and then we just sit there going, not fair, not fair, not fair, right? And so when individuals are really empowered by themselves, right, they're empowered by their own energy, they're so empowered enough to feel confident in a room full of people to look into their eyes in the mirror and say, fuck yeah, I'm me, to really live their truth, to own who they are, not to just show up, not to just react, right? But command. Okay. This is empowerment. And I really feel that, especially in my practice, I talk so much about the brain and the thought and CBT and all of those things. And I really feel that this sense of this energy of commanding and being empowered is kind of the missing component when it comes to manifesting the things you want. Because I had kind of a, like I said, a big news flash yesterday. I cried all day yesterday for something so silly because I really had to face myself and look at, you know, the areas of my life that weren't moving forward compared to the ones that were and what the big difference here was. And in the areas where, you know, I've been manifesting something for so long, I think it every night, I listen to the subliminals, I do the hypnosis, I do the RRT, I do the journaling, I do all the fucking things. And I still don't have that thing. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to if I really believe in this, and it's worked in so many other ways, it's very easy at this point in my career, this point in my life to like think my way thin or to have a healthier body or to make a specific amount of money. But there's this area where it feels like there's a cap. And what really happened in that specific area is there's this sense of disempowerment. It's no longer that I'm commanding the situation and I just am going to experience it because I choose it and because I embody that energy. It becomes, why isn't it happening? The universe doesn't love me. And I'm sitting around tapping my feet, waiting for it to happen and thinking that I'm doing all the things when really the energy is not behind it. And so I really want you to ask yourself, are you commanding your own life? Are you owning your energy, not just showing up? Are you fucking owning it? You know, I've been working on myself for many years and I can tell you that I fall into a gray area zone with this for some things, right? And empowerment is so important. And in order to get there, we need to understand that with great power comes great responsibility. Thank you, Spider-Man, for that quote. But the reality is we can't talk about empowerment if we don't talk about responsibility. And personal responsibility is very difficult to confront because it forces you to really take a look at the role that you are playing in your own circumstances. Are you a victim of your circumstances? Or are you in the driver's seat? And this area of personal responsibility is like, okay, I believe that everyone here listening understands that if they press the snooze button every morning, that they are the one responsible for that. And there's actually a huge archetype. I have a lot of different archetypes of people that, you know, need my help and need my program. And there's a very specific archetype that gets so down on themselves. Oh, I'm no good. I'm a failure. I can't stick to anything. I can't even stick to taking supplements, all these things, right? So there's the archetype of people that feel really down on themselves. And then there's the archetype of people who become a victim of their circumstances. Well, I understand I'm pressing the snooze button every morning, but my kid was up three times last night and the gym was closed this morning. And, you know, it's cold outside or it's raining or the dog had to be taken out for a walk or my husband didn't do X, Y, Z, right? You know, and the reality is either archetype is not taking responsibility for themselves. Because the archetype, the first one that I talked about where it's woe is me, I'm a failure, we can recognize that we are the one that is causing the problem and still not take responsibility for ourselves. It's like, if you know that you're the problem, you know that you're the one who keeps pressing the snooze button, and yet you keep saying, I'm a failure. It's actually very easy to just write it off as I'm a victim of myself is what you're saying. I'm a failure. I'm no good at anything. I can't do anything. And so if that's the narrative that you're going to have, you're not actually empowered or taking responsibility for the fact that there is nobody else who's going to come and save you. It is only your job. Right? And so if you desire to be fit, if you desire to go to the gym and you keep pressing snooze, you either change the desire, you change the behavior, honey, because if not, you're going to keep being a victim of yourself, not even your circumstances, you're going to be a victim of yourself, and then you're not going to really be able to do anything. And then it leads to this whole population of people who feel that they're burnt out, who feel that they don't have the things that they want in life, who feel that there's never enough money, there's never enough time, there's never enough, you know, luxury, there's never enough attention, there's never enough positive feedback, when in reality, you're the one creating that circumstance. You're the one who's showing up and saying, I'm not even worth it. And then with the other archetype of people, it's very obvious to see how you're disempowered. It's like, okay, I'm going to literally blame everyone but myself for the situation. So when we're talking about taking your fucking power back, which is so important, and actually we're going to be talking, there's such a huge underlying theme of being able to step into your power for the 11/11 event, right? If you're not signed up or if you haven't bought your ticket, we only have a few left. And like, let me tell you something, it's going to be insane. And so when we are learning to step into our power, we have to understand personal responsibility. Yeah? Because you really need to ask yourself only these two questions. Who is responsible for creating the problem? And who is responsible for solving it? And I can tell you from my own experience in working with, oh my gosh, at this point, it's over 1,000 women. Sometimes we aren't always responsible for creating the problem. You know, I've worked with people who've had histories of sexual assault and just really awful things. You know, their house gets robbed or just crazy, crazy situations. And so I don't believe that we're choosing that or necessarily creating that problem. But at the end of the day, with whatever hand you're dealt, it's you are responsible for solving it for yourself. And we can always look at any situation and realize that, you know, we can be the victim of the circumstance and we can allow it to push us further down the hole, or we can take charge and say, amazing, what can I learn from this? Oh my gosh, now I have this new skill. Isn't it so fun to build psychological resiliency, right? So through our inability to accept personal responsibility, we actually create problems for ourselves. If you can't look at your bank account, or you don't track your expenses and income, which is something that I've recently had to learn to do 5 years into business. I was always doing it. I was just giving the responsibility to somebody else. Oh, I have a bookkeeper. Oh, I have an accountant. And then when it came down to it, it's like, well, no matter how much money I make each month, I still just have enough, right? It's never an overflow. And so then it came down to, well, Jordana, are you really looking at your expenses versus your income? Well, sort of, but not every day. Okay, well, then you're not taking responsibility for it. Here's the reality. And from really taking responsibility and understanding your role in your situation, from there, we can actually become empowered. Because if we don't accept personal responsibility, whether we fucking like to or not, like the responsibility or not, we're going to create problems. I just did a session, actually a family session, with one of my clients and her moms. And especially with my demographic of people that I work with, when we're talking about overeating disorders, we are talking about a mother wound. And so this is a very special client. I love her. She's come so far. But her and her mom have a very interesting relationship. It's very similar to my mom's and similar to all of the mothers that are out there. And this isn't to blame moms, of course. As moms, we really believe we are doing the best for our kids. And a lot of the time, the narrative comes from this place of wanting just the best from our kids. And so there was a situation where we've been working on this client's relationship to food for, I think it's been 2 months now. Oh my gosh, she's come such a long way. But so she doesn't live with her mom anymore. And she went to go visit her mom at their cottage. And they had this big potluck with all the different cottages. And my client went to go take a cupcake. And my client's mother was like, oh, are you sure you need that? And I asked the client, this situation got brought up today in the family session. I asked the client's mother, you know, what were you thinking when you said that? What was going through your mind? Where was the trigger? Where's the fear? And she goes, well, I guess the fear is that I'm afraid that other people are going to judge my daughter. And people are just going to see the outside and not see how beautiful she is on the inside. So that's a very valid fear. And so for my client, though, how did you hear that when your mom said, don't eat that? What did you hear? Because we don't know what's going on in the mom's mind. And the client said, well, what I heard was that you don't accept me. And so especially if we just look at, of course, my niche, when it comes to relationship to food, this is a relationship that only you can figure out. When clients join MFM, I have a large population of people who are like, where's the meal plan? What am I supposed to eat? And I'm like, you fucking tell me. I don't know what you're supposed to eat. Only you know what your body needs. Nobody else can tell you this is healthy at this specific time. Only you know what your body needs. We can reference science, we can reference research studies, we can reference all of those things. But at the end of the day, empowerment is really about establishing a relationship with yourself, knowing what your needs are and fucking owning them. Not just knowing them and say, okay, if there's time, right? Or knowing them and saying, oh yeah, okay, I do want to go to the gym, but you know, the kids were up all night. No. Empowerment is knowing what your needs are and owning them. And when your needs aren't being met, knowing that that's your responsibility.
Hi, babes. I am so excited to talk to you about my signature program, The Mindful Method. This is the exact same method that I have been using with hundreds of successful clients to help you heal your relationship to food, to increase confidence, and to lose weight without dieting or killing yourself at the gym. If you're sick of not feeling like your best self, if you're sick of promising yourself that you'll start again on Monday, if you're sick of going on restrictive diets only to gain back the weight, I can tell you right now that if you gained it back, it did not work. You know what's healthy and what's not. You do. You just continue to choose the unhealthy option anyways. And a meal plan will not solve this issue. There is no amount of restriction or discipline or willpower that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging. The body follows the mind. Imagine a life where you don't have to think about what you can or can't eat. Imagine a life where you feel confident in all of your clothes, where every day in every way your body rebalances and you lose all of the weight so you find the truest, healthiest version of yourself. Imagine never having to start again on Monday. This is what happens when you focus on transforming the brain so weight loss is effortless. The body follows the mind, and it's time you actually get to the root cause of your issue. If you are ready to transform and find the truest, healthiest version of you without letting go of your favorite foods, I invite you to fill out the application in my bio. And if you're a good fit, we'll be in touch soon. Back to regular programming.
Okay, so we had a big conversation, me and my client and her mother, and her mother reasonably said, well, I'm afraid if I don't monitor what my client does, then she's just going to be out of control. But the problem is, as long as the mother is trying to control the situation, the client can never actually be in her own power to hear that I'm full signal. And that's one of the reasons why when you're working with me, I'm not telling you eat this, don't eat that. I'm teaching you how to reestablish a relationship with you and your body so that your body can tell you exactly what you need and you can learn to listen to it. Because as long as somebody else is governing your experience, you are never going to be empowered. And if you aren't empowered, then you're in survival mode. You're in reaction mode. If you're in reaction mode, honey, you're holding on to everything. The body does not feel safe. If we can all come to a place where we can understand that your body wants to be healthy, your body is designed to be healthy. It's not optimal for the body to hold on to a bunch of weight. Your body is what's optimal for the body, how it's designed, is to be able to run away from danger as quickly as possible and to have the strength to do that. So your body wants to be healthy. Where things get mixed up is this disconnection between the body and the mind, right? And if we've lived our entire lives basically giving up our power to these other people. I mean, of course, as children, when we're coming into our own power and we're developing, you know, rebellion and we're learning to say no, the most common tendency is for the parent to push back. I mean, of course, I can't just allow my daughter to eat mud all day because that's all she wants to do. And I know it's unhealthy and she doesn't. But is there a way to empower her through that? I don't know. I'm still working on that one. Bad example, right? But, you know, when you have kids, it's a natural tendency to be like, that's not safe. Let me help you. But where does the line blur between trying to protect your children and taking away their power? And I really believe in this mother relationship, especially if your mother was your primary giver, but the primary giver relationship, and if you have an overeating disorder, any type of overeating tendencies. Like, we really want to look at the relationship with the mom. But anyways, if you have any of these tendencies, if the relationship with the mother, I believe that this is the first time that our power gets taken away from us. And when, you know, we're in high school and we're trying to, I'll speak for myself, I was very rebellious in high school. And then we're taught that that's not safe or we won't be accepted or that we're bad because of it. Then we just learn that if we don't follow this specific archetype of society, if we aren't getting A pluses, if we aren't just going off to college like a good little girl, then we're basically not good. We're not going to survive. When in reality, what if when I was a child, when I was 13, I was like, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a famous singer. And my dad was not cool with that. He was like, no, you need to get A pluses and everything. Right. And so when I did the thing, I go to college and then get kicked out because I'm genuinely not aligned or not empowered in my own energy and owning who I really am, I got lost. Enter addiction. For addiction, we're really just trying to find ourselves. Right? When we talk about recovery from addiction, any addiction, whether it's food, crack, cocaine, gambling, sex, whatever it is. We talk about addiction. We're talking about the recovery process. What are we recovering? We're recovering ourselves. We're learning how to be empowered. And to do that, you have to take fucking responsibility for yourself. You have to take responsibility for the role that you're playing in your own suffering. And if you continue to be a victim of your circumstances, you will never receive what you want to receive. I genuinely believe that every single person, doesn't matter what hand you were dealt when you were born, has the ability to have whatever they desire. Your dreams are your destiny. That's why they're your dreams. My dreams are very different than my friend's dreams. My best friend does not want any publicity. She's like, don't even look at me. Let me just go in the background and make money and then retire to an island. I'm the opposite. I'm like, I want my voice to be heard. That's why I have a podcast, right? And so, but if I sat there thinking, who's going to listen to my podcast? Nobody's going to follow me on Instagram. I'm not good enough. Look at all these other people with more followers, this and that. Then I'm just a victim of my circumstance. Nothing gets done. I'm not living in my own power. If you have a dream, if you have a dream that you want anything, whether it's more money or freedom, I hear a lot of people say they want freedom. And when people are saying they want more money, what they really want is freedom. Money is just the way that we get freedom in this world for the most part. It's a different story. If you want more love, you want peace, you want to achieve something amazing. I asked this question on my Instagram a few days ago. I said, if you could have anything, if there were no limits, like what would you experience right now instead of waiting to receive it in the future? Because I feel like when we're manifesting, we often say, and I do this, I'm going to own it. I do this myself, okay? Where I think to myself, oh yeah, in the future, I'll create a product. In the future, I'll get a brand manager. In the future, I'll do this and that. But if I keep saying in the future that I'm only ever going to stay right here because we only ever attract where we are. And we can't be in a state of having and wanting at the same time. And so, yes, we can have goals of moving forward, right? I don't know that somebody's just going to put $1 million on my doorstep tomorrow, but they might. But if we keep thinking in the future and we aren't living where we are right now, then it's going to be very hard to experience the things that we want to experience. And so when you're thinking about the things that you want to manifest, close the gap between where you are and where you're going. So I put this question on Instagram and I said, what do you want to, if you could experience anything right now, what would you experience? A lot of people said freedom. A lot of people said more money. Someone actually said that they wanted to do this really, this cool trick. I had to look it up on a horse. Like, I guess it's like a special jump on a horse. Fucking awesome. Right? So do you want to succeed at something? Do you want financial abundance? Do you want freedom? Do you want more love? Whatever the fuck you want. It's available to you. But in order to get it, you're going to have to face the parts of you that you continue to give up your power about and actually take responsibility. You're going to have to step into that power. And honestly, the easiest way to do this is to disrupt the pattern. I can't remember if I've talked about this before on socials or in a past podcast, but genuinely, you just can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. We know that, right? And so when I talk about disrupting the pattern, if every day you wake up and you say to yourself, okay, I've listened to Jordana's podcast. I'm going to be in my power. I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to own myself. I'm going to become empowered. Well, I believe that if you knew how to do it, probably already would have. Right? This is why we can read books, self-help books, listen to podcasts. And yes, we're inspired in the moment, but nothing really changes. We have to actually fucking do something different. We have to move our body in a different way because we use our brain a lot. Maybe not always very productively. I don't know if that's a word. But we use our brain a lot. We use our brain to tell us we're good or we're bad, or we use our brain to daydream and then decide that we'll never get there, or we use our brain to even just make the decision that we're going to become empowered. But how do we actually get the body to follow? We have to move the body in a different way. And that's why when I put together this incredible experience for women to become empowered, to reprogram their mind, to heal their bodies, and to connect to their soul's purpose, I didn't just do an online event. If we did an online event, we could have thousands of people there. We could make so much more money. We wouldn't have to pay for this luxurious, amazing one hotel. But For the majority of people who I've met and who are in my world, I've met online. It's very rare that I'll see somebody in person. And I'm very protective with my energy anyways. And so, and that's another thing. We'll talk about that later. But you have to do something different. You have to disrupt the pattern. You have to go to the event. You have to knock on somebody's door. You have to go to the Pilates class or do the boot camp or do something different. Don't wake up and expect different results. And in behavioral psychology, actually, we call this as like a form of ACT where the behavior becomes before the thought, right? Sometimes we can't think our way into being a new person. We definitely want to optimize on that. But if we behave in a different way, if we actually change our behavior, and I'm not talking about just going to the gym because you want to, because you haven't really changed anything. All you've done is just created a temporary habit. I'm talking about actually changing the template of who you are. It means shining a light on all of the areas that you have been avoiding for many years. All of the areas where you feel shameful, guilty, etc., the shadow side. Understanding what your responsibility is and then fucking doing something different. Putting yourself in a room full of different people. Hands down, that is the biggest thing that has contributed to my success. If you look at me, oh my gosh, pre-COVID, I can't even tell you the difference between then and now. I didn't have a thriving business. I mean, I had clients, but it wasn't like this. We were living in my parents' house. I built everything from my childhood room. I was still, actually not at that point, but I was coming out of being stuck in all of the cycles. But when we take responsibility for ourselves and we actually put ourselves in a room full of people who inspire us, bring us forward, and have the ability to help us to embody whatever we want to and take our power back and feel seen and feel recognized, we have the potential to quantum leap. If you built a business today, you could become a millionaire, especially an online business, very easily. This, most of the people that I surround myself with are already at that point. But if you built a business today, like you might become a millionaire 3 years of that business, right? The first year is kind of trial and error. Second year is whatever. Third year, it's like we're caking here. But if in that first year, you surround yourself with people that already have the thing you want and literally embody and look at all of the places that you have relinquished your responsibility and take responsibility for that, you can do it in a matter of months. That's actually one of the reasons why it's one of the things with the live event that we're trying to do. We're trying to collapse time. We're trying to say, okay, yes, a lot of people can heal in 6 months. That's easy. Changing the brain, we can change it in 6 weeks. But can we do it in 6 hours? Can we do it in 8 hours? Can we have somebody walk through the door and genuinely leave a different person? That is the fucking vibe. And this isn't going to come without taking responsibility for yourself. And so, in line with today's topic on taking your fucking power back, the first thing is we need to take responsibility for ourselves. The next thing is we really need to set up appropriate boundaries and stick to them. You decide what you want to experience. And if you let anybody in, you create leaky energy and you just show yourself and show the universe that you're not fucking worth it. It's like you're choosing them over you. It's time to choose you, okay? It's time to choose you despite what your financial situation is. It's time to choose you despite what your husband or your sister or whoever else thinks of you. This is really about choosing you. And if you don't learn to choose you in this lifetime, you're going to die and you will have lived your entire life for somebody else. Okay. I hope that all of you guys are inspired to take your fucking power back because it's yours. And I believe that we're all born with a very strong fire. So let's own that shit. I can't wait to see you guys take your power back. Tag me on Instagram. Show me how you're taking responsibility for yourself. And if you like this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. And I'll see you back on another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. Bye.